episode 513, Who Do You Imitate?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, happy day, sweet women of impact. Today is a good day, a marvelous day, a beautiful day, a day for you to be inspired to go out and do all that is before you. How big is your to-do list today? I've looked at mine and I think I've got kind of buggy-eyed, but you know what? It's one step at a time, right? One step leads to miles of greatness, and that's what you're going to accomplish today. Miles and miles of greatness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so glad you found us. If you want to learn more, head on over to createyournow.com if you haven't already. You can check us out there. Also, it's an opportunity for you to sign up for things like the AIM Academy, which is up and coming. You want to be on the inside scoop of that. There's no commitment. It's just saying, give me the deets when you got them. So that's what you're doing there. Also, we've got the Inner Circle, along with, if you are wanting a discovery call with me, you're like, I want to talk more with you, Christiane. Go on over there, click Let's Connect, and say, I want a discovery call. Let's set something up, and we will do that. I want to see you there. I am here to serve you, and this is free. Okay, enough of the domestic beauties. We have got to get on the road to Who Do You Imitate? I feel like we're on a game show right now. Who do you imitate? Well, I imitate. Well, I don't know. Who do you imitate? I was never good at imitating somebody else. You know, my husband is awesome at it. He could do Kermit the Frog. He can do Yoda. I love his Yoda. He'll do other, I mean, he can just come up with these things. And the crazy thing is, my children have picked up on that also. They did not get that at all from me. Who do you imitate? Who do you really want to imitate? Remember seeing a baby or a small child imitate a sound or an action? Maybe your kids are getting a little bit older and you forgot that that's what they do. But they do that, don't they? We've seen it in our own children. It's so cute. They are captivated by what you are doing and enamored by your presence. They try to do that. Remember, you get that baby to laugh the very first time and you're like, you just make a funny face or a funny sound and they just get all giggly on you. They're imitating you. They like what they felt by what they saw and the reaction that you gave them, which gave them a way to react to you. Who do you imitate? They're imitating you. We learn just as children do, even though we may be old. I'm sorry, we are getting older, but wiser, I must add. We learn just like children do by watching and copying those around us. We imitate. We imitate our family, our friends, our coworkers, even our influencers, like from television, YouTube, social media, music, news, magazines, books, and the different cultures that we are exposed to. What you see in the world, you imitate. Now, obviously, if you're in another country, you're like, I'm in the United States and you may be in Canada. That's a different country. You guys have different holiday celebrations, for example. You run off of a different calendar. Think about you in Australia. You run off of a totally different calendar. In fact, right now I want to be there. I love Australia. Never been, but I do want to go, by the way. I want to go to a lot of countries that I haven't been to. And one of these days I need to list exactly where I've been. I've been to a lot, but I still haven't been to most of where I want to go. So I need to make that list. Have you made your list? Okay, back to who do you imitate? What you are exposed to becomes what you imitate, which becomes who you are. You've heard the saying, what you think about, you bring about. Well, we could even coin it as what you see, you become. Who do you imitate? Who do you hang around with? What are you reading? What are you listening to? What and who are you watching? These questions now can be asked of everyone, not just me, not just you, but of our children, of our husband, of our family and friends, everybody we can ask these questions to. But in order to become your best selfie, it starts with you. Who do you imitate? That's our focus today. This whole thing was inspired by a visit to the zoo. I know, kind of crazy, isn't it? But it is. Who do you imitate? Who do you want to be from this point on? Look at yourself from the inside out. You know, I just said that This whole episode was inspired by a visit to the zoo. It was. When was the last time you visited a zoo? All right, well, take yourself back there. Hopefully you've been to a zoo. Or maybe you've been somewhere where you've seen animals that maybe it's just even a little petting zoo. We went to the zoo, and I love zoos, but I love animals. Some areas, you know, you can get a little more up close and personal. The prairie dogs in one area, they have it where you can kind of go underneath their ground. They've built it up, and you can peek out, and so they can be almost right there at your face, which is really kind of fun to see a child pop up, and then there's this little prairie dog looking at them. They're like, ah! That scares them, you know? It's great, and then they yell back, too, and it's like, oh, we've got imitation going on here. But what happens when you're walking around? You see animals and you begin what? To make noises like they do while you're imitating them. You want to gain interaction with them. What would happen if you were on the other side of the fence and people were looking at you? What would they see? The actions you're using, the words you're speaking, are those you want imitated? Do you want the words that you use all the time imitated? If you were standing there in the zoo and some people were walking by, are those the actions you would want repeated? How you treat your husband, how you treat your children, how you respond to the telephone call. Yes, we very rarely get a telephone call, right? And now we pick it up and I hear my children. Oh, this drives me crazy. But they pick it up. Hello. I'm like, that is not how you answer the phone. Mom, I said hello. No, you did not. It was hello. Could you be warm and welcoming and inviting, like, hello, even you may not know who's on the other end of the line. What if it was Jesus? You need to be warm and welcoming. They never like it when I said it, but I say it all the time. Now the phone doesn't ring as much because we're all texting. But what if you were to look at your text and you were to read your text aloud and you and your friend had a conversation? Who do you imitate? Would you want your text, what you're writing, to be spoken? What are you saying? Are the actions that you're portraying, do you want those repeated? As a leader, as a mom, as a wife, and as a woman of impact, you are being imitated. If you're being imitated, you have to understand and know who you imitate. And talking about our influencers like news and books and TV. I mean, TV is probably one of the biggest influencers. Anything that you can see that's visual, anything that you can hear, it's going to have the greatest impact on us. Why? Because it locks in multiple senses. When you begin to lock in multiple senses of the five senses that we use, that's when it becomes more impactful overall. Okay, it allows us to grip it more in our memory banks because it hits more than one sense. Make sense? Enough sense. Okay, good. All right, I'm glad we got all those senses out of the way. But seriously, who do you imitate? We don't think about this. We think about raising our child and we want them to kind of smile when we smile. When they do their cute little toots, which now we don't want to hear their little toots anymore. But when they did their cute little toots back then, we would giggle and they would giggle too. Now they get older and they're not so cute anymore. In fact, they're maybe quite, yes, we want to use a clothespin. And we're thinking, why did we do this and encourage this at a young age? Who do you imitate? Are you being the person that you want imitated? I was reminded about that at the zoo as I stood there and watched the majestic animals that I happen to love, which are giraffes. I love lots of animals. I find animals fascinating. Every time I look at a creature, I look at it and say, oh my gosh, God's design is right in front of me. How cool is that? It is. It's awesome. I'm like, gosh, if I could just get into the mind of God, which I know I can't because it would blow my mind. But I look at this giraffe, and there were these two giraffes. There were four total in the area that we were standing, two of which, though, I became very watchful of. One was very tall. You could tell. I don't know if it was a he or she. We're going to call it he just because. So he was standing so tall and majestic, and the other one was sitting down. And at one point, he would reach down and would sit there and just kind of nicely lick the neck of the other giraffe. And then would come back up and just kind of look, and then would go back down as if they were going to have a conversation. Everything else was going around. It wasn't just the giraffes in this area. There were some antelopes in there. There were some kind of crazy chipmunks, the little things that just drive everybody wild. There were birds that were making noise. And obviously where they were all of us people. All these eyes watching and children yelling and screaming. And I don't want this, Mom. And, oh, I want to go over here. I mean, talk about distractions. But when you looked at these two giraffes, they were focused. What that tall, majestic giraffe was doing, I wanted to imitate him. He was so focused on the one sitting giraffe. It's almost as if he couldn't take his eyes off of her. He was comforting her, being with her. Now, again, I don't know if it was they were he or she's or both she's. I have no idea. But the connection that was there. What's that connection that you have in your life? Who do you imitate? It's kind of a crazy question because we think after our children are old enough, maybe in elementary school, well, we're kind of done. But do you ever realize that sometimes you're looking directly in the mirror when you look at your daughter? You sometimes you're looking directly at a reflection of you when you look at your son? This hit me really hard when I was going through my tornado of life. And one of the things which I've talked very openly about is my anger. And that's one thing I came to grips with is that's nothing that I wanted to pass on. I didn't want my girls to be accepted of that whole kind of trait idea, that anger was okay in the household. I did not want them to see that possibly in their future husband or even a boyfriend for that matter. I didn't want my boys growing up around it even more than what they already had, the impressionable boys that they were, where it gave them permission to act that way as they got older. That was something that I said, no, this is a trait that stops here with me today. And I began working on it and working on it. It didn't come easy. But I made some drastic changes. I figured out strategies and ways that I could handle and understand my triggers. There's tools for this. I didn't use my anger as an excuse any longer. It doesn't shackle me. God took care of that, praise the Lord. But that's one thing within me that was like, oh, I do not want my children imitating that. Who do you imitate? What kind of traits are you passing on to your own children? It's not just because they're preschool age and younger that they imitate you. As they get older, how you spend your money, they're going to spend their money the same or worse. Do you have a budget? Do you talk about your expenses? Do you talk about goals and how you see your future and what you want? Do you present dreams and figure a way of saying this is an action plan to get to that dream? Do they hear those conversations? Who do you imitate? And do you want to be imitated? Well, today, of course you do. You want to change by change. The CBC. Change by change. Change what you are imitating by changing your focus. Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Change by change. Anger is not a pleasing aroma to God. That's something that I did not want to pass on. But I was imitating someone that I grew up with, my father. I was comfortable with it because that's what I saw. That's what I heard. That's what I knew. But that really didn't make it right. I'm to imitate God. Change by change. You do that by focusing on the Word of God. Maybe you need to dig deeper. Maybe you can take a devotional and instead of taking your phone into the bathroom, pick up that devotion, that one-page devotion, and read it while you're in the toilet. I know you read things on the toilet. We all do it. Guys do it a lot longer than us women do. Just, I'm telling you, they sit on their throne and they're there forever. That's why I have a magazine rack in my bathroom. Shh, don't tell them I told you that. It's a secret. So focus on the word. The more you focus on his word, the more you will imitate God, because change by change. Change what you're imitating by changing your focus. So number two, change who you focus on. If you're focusing on music, for example, and maybe you listen to the uncut versions, there's a reason why I don't listen to uncut versions. We had a radio station on that we were just listening to. It was through the internet. And I don't know, it was through some app. I don't know if it was Pandora or whatever. I don't get any money for this by saying it. But, you know, they have all those different apps out there that you can download. Heart Radio, iHeart Radio, all of those. And we picked out some, and I listen to a variety of music. I do that for a reason. I have five children, variety of ages. I want to know what is in their world, what they're being exposed to. That doesn't mean I have to like that music, but I want to know about that music. So we'll turn on different music on the weekend and listen to it. Then there's stuff during the week when I'm just by myself, I listen to my music that I love. But I want to know what they're hearing. These uncut versions, in my personal opinion, are for the birds. I can't handle some of that language. One song I heard today, I was like, can we just like, you know, fast forward? And you can. On some of these apps, you know, you can just hit the next song button. And so that's what he did. We skipped it. But it's like every other word was a four-letter swear word and different words, by the way. And I just couldn't handle it. I was like, I don't want to listen to that. Maybe the beat was good, but what was being said was not. So change who you focus on. You can choose to listen to the uncut versions, or you can listen to the cut versions. Because, you know, they're just thinking that that's what you want to hear. That's what people are buying. Maybe people, if we'd stop buying that stuff and stop listening to it, we wouldn't have to. So change who you focus on. Number three, change what you expose yourself to. Music kind of goes with both of those. You don't have to buy into that particular songwriter or that performer, that musician, if you don't like their music and what's being said, just because you like the beat. Find somebody else who's got the same beat. Change what you're exposed to. We all have excuses for things. But if you want to be a woman of impact, you have to ask yourself the question, who do I imitate? Does it imitate God? Because that's what we're called to do. When you do things God's way, you get God's results. Love, joy, peace, and bountiful blessings. That's where you want to be. That's who you want to imitate. I pray you have a marvelous week and a blessed week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.